Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Biden says that COVID is no longer his responsibility. We go into that. And we also talk about, obviously, we've went into great detail about the war on early treatments. We've gone into great detail about how the federal government has prevented the information around things that could save lives from actually being distributed. We talk more broadly about some things that are coming next and what really drives the American ruling class and the authoritarians that are running our country right now, including things that are happening in New York that will just take your breath away. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show before the end of the year, and if you want to help us hire more staff, if you say, hey, the Charlie Kirk Show is something that I believe has impacted my life, if you want to help us before the end of the year and give us some support as we say goodbye to 2021, a good riddance, honestly. It's been a year, and maybe 2022 will be better. Go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Thomas from Nevada for your support. Thank you. Julie from St. Petersburg, Florida, for your very generous support at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you. I want to thank Anne for your very generous support from Minnesota. Thank you. I want to thank Martha for your also very generous support from Texas for your end-of-year support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sean from New York, thank you. Mark from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Judith from New Jersey. Brad from Ohio. Wendy from Hawaii. Elena from California. Benjamin from Alaska. Kathleen from California. Sierra from California. Laura from Georgia. Gloria from Washington. Chris from Illinois. Carmen from Minnesota. Barry from Illinois. And Tyler from Missouri. CharlieKirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. That's tpusa.com. Get involved if you want. In fact, you should. If you're a young person, get involved with Turning Point USA. And please consider supporting us on this program. CharlieKirk.com/support allows us to continue to grow, to flourish, and strengthen. CharlieKirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. It was very tempting to want to take the entire week off, but there's actually a lot happening that I wanted to make sure you are all aware of, we could walk through together. And despite it being a Christmas news cycle, which is usually a very uneventful, kind of low energy news cycle, there's a lot happening below the surface that is going to pop up and manifest in the new year. And I think it's important for all of you to know about that so you're not taken by surprise. And tomorrow, we are going to be doing our year in review episode, where we are going to be talking about the theme of this last year. What was 2021 defined by? What were some of the positives, some of the negatives? Plenty of negatives, unfortunately. It's never a good sign, you know, when you have people on television that say, man, I just can't wait for this year to be over. I feel like they've been saying that for the last couple years, unfortunately. That's not a good thing. And our leaders should take responsibility for that, and they're not, obviously. So I want to start with kind of the last couple days. The White House has been changing their propaganda, changing the lines of communication from the public health officials and agencies when it comes towards the Chinese coronavirus or the Fauci virus. Biden has come out and he's now said that there's no federal solution to the virus. Biden has now said that it's up to states where the rubber meets the road. And we've been saying this all along, thanks to our federated system, thanks to the differences of states of Florida versus California or Florida versus New York, that we're able to have these laboratories of democracy, as Justice Louis Brandeis would say. But now Joe Biden is coming out and he's saying, look, there's no federal solution. This is all about states. What Joe Biden's really trying to say is don't trust in the vaccine. What he's really trying to say is don't blame me for all of your COVID headaches. So I was at CVS yesterday getting some items, and there must have been at least 20 people that came up and said, do you have COVID tests? Do you have COVID tests? Do you have COVID tests? All fully masked, by the way. And I hope they navigate their symptoms effectively. Now, there's no reason to overemphasize the point that we've made on this show that Joe Biden very well could have had a Marshall Plan. He could have had a domestic, let's say, all-out blitz in support of early intervention and treatments. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, azithromycin, vitamin C, aspirin, melatonin, and monoclonal antibodies. Instead, there's the nonstop propaganda campaign saying you must get vaccinated. We know that. We've covered that at great length. But let's play cut 15. Joe Biden says there's no federal solution to the virus. It gets solved at the state level. Play cut 15.
He said, thank you very much, Ace. Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
Now, out of the top 10 states that are raging with coronavirus right now, the Chinese coronavirus, 7 out of 10, including Washington, D.C., are governed completely by Democrats. Florida is at the lowest end of the spectrum. D.C., New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Delaware, Illinois, and Hawaii, despite mask mandates, vaccine mandates, and lockdowns, have some of the highest rates of COVID cases in the country. Are they not following the science? What science are they following? Do they not open their book of science and try and say, well, what should we do now? New cases are up almost 100% in Hawaii. Literal thousands of miles away from Florida, I'm reading from The Federalist. What happened to New York? 55% increase in hospitalizations. D.C., 94% increase. Yet red states remain open, happy. Well, I think one of the reasons of the difference is because of what I consider to be one of the great injustices of my life, which is the propaganda and suppression campaign against early interventions and treatments. There was a false hope that was communicated when it comes to the vaccine. People thought they would never get infected, and the vaccine, it would just completely and totally protect them. Now, we know that people that are vaccinated are now getting infected at a very high rate. But you go state by state, Joe Biden says, well, look, this is really not a federal problem. Oh, really? You're the one that said you were going to end the virus. You're the one that says, we're going to shut down the virus, not shut down the economy. Meanwhile, we have lack of testing, lack of PPE. Nicole Wallace says, I'm a Fauci groupie, play cut 14. I'm thrice vaccinated, mask adherent. I buy K95 masks by the caseload, and they're in every pocket. Okay, so let me just say this. People like Nicole Wallace, who you're about to hear from, is exactly why we're in the mess that we're in. She's a sick person. She is. People like her should not be near power. People like her have a spirit of fear. America was not built on a spirit of fear. It wasn't. There's a lot that you could be afraid of. You could be afraid of getting in the car and driving to the grocery store. You think that the pilgrims that came on the Mayflower in 1620 were filled with the thrice vaccinated, mask adherent, K95 by the caseload of every corner? Of course not. It's a uniquely un-American characteristic to walk around with a cloud and a shadow of paranoia and neuroticism. Play cut 14.
I'm a Fauci groupie. I'm a thrice vaccinated mask adherent. I buy KN95 masks by the, you know, caseload. They're in every pocket. I wear them everywhere except when I sit down. And I am certain that this is not a variant I can outrun.
Oh, so maybe the vaccine can't protect you? What about your wonderful masks? The point is eventually, and here's something that Biden is starting to signal, is that you might have to confront this thing eventually. What do you do now? You can't outrun it, Nicole Wallace. You're trying to tell me that modern science is not going to be able to protect you? Maybe you need ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, vitamin D, monoclonal antibodies, aspirin, or melatonin. Just one of those things. The point is this, is that Nicole Wallace, who, again, people like her, who tend to be, again, this is the hyperfeminization of American culture, is the absolute paranoia and the lack of ability or willingness to want to confront one's problems. Nicole Wallace, I'm a Fauci groupie, thrice vaccinated, mask adherent. I buy K95 masks by the caseload. What kind of society does that create? It creates one that flees constantly from problems and wants to redesign society to fit your own neuroticism and your paranoia. That's what happens. And because of that, all of a sudden the virus, it's not going away. Now, thankfully, Omicron looks to be much milder. Thankfully, Omicron looks to be the end of the life cycle of the virus. But you see that picture of what Biden has said the entire time. It goes from we're going to shut down the virus to now, well, there's really not much we can do. You see, our position has always been the same. There's actually something you can do. You could resume life completely and totally. No mask mandates, no vaccinating children, no shutting down the economy. Know what early treatments can help legitimately with the virus and get back to life. I've been telling you guys about Relief Factor for quite some time. And truth is, I know millions of people are, in fact, 100 million people are in some kind of pain. Look, producer Andrew, he couldn't walk. He was a hobbled individual. He was bedridden in his chair, complaining all the time. And then all of a sudden, we got this call from Relief Factor. They said, hey, we want to partner with your show. We're going to send you some Relief Factor. Producer Andrew got it. He took it, got a little bit better, took some more, got a little bit better. Next thing you know, he's doing the Fallsberry flop like you wouldn't believe. In fact, he might be training for an Ironman. It's pretty incredible. Now, he says it's thanks to Relief Factor. I ask him all the time, Relief Factor? He says, relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free supplement. You can get it for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. So go to relieffactor.com, and I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. I'm telling you, a lot of people are in pain. It's 100% drug-free. Don't go to opioids. Don't go to these other things. Check it out at relieffactor.com. So we are two nations occupying the same country, and we have been for quite some time. The differences between states has been one of the great stories of 2021. We're going to build this out in the days to come. And you know this, if you're listening right now on 77 on the dial in New York City at WABC, I mean, New York is a dystopian, dark, pessimistic, totalitarian city. And it never used to be that way. New York used to be a wonderful, beautiful, vibrant, energetic place. I used to love to go to New York. And now I avoid it at all costs. I hope I never go back at the current state, unless it changes. Let me say that. I hope that if New York changes, I'd go back in an instant. But the fact that I need to show a vaccine passport to go to a Burger King or to a hotel, like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Same for San Francisco. San Francisco used to be the crown jewel of the West. It was a wonderful, unique, trendy city. Now it's just stay away from there. We are two nations occupying the same country. And you see that in what states are able to turn the corner on the virus, what states are able to have economic numbers. And you just look at the average real estate value. For example, in Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona real estate is up 55% in certain neighborhoods a year to date. 55%. Now, they didn't strike oil in Arizona. What it is people that are moving from highly inflated, high-taxed blue states, and they're flooding the markets in red states. Now, we want to thank our founding fathers. Our founding fathers spread power over space and time. The Constitution is the greatest political document ever written. And by doing so, It allowed citizens, co-rulers of the nation, to be able to pick which state best fit their values, their lifestyle, their vision for their future, their posterity. And we're seeing this migration happening at a rate that's incredible. And people say, Charlie, you know, when is a civil war coming? I don't think there is one coming. There might be a great fracturing coming. But you're already starting to see completely different nations. And the federal government is becoming increasingly irrelevant. Now, the federal government can come and send IRS agents after you. They can criminalize you from the National School Board Association of America, as Merrick Garland did from the Department of Justice. I think that in the coming years, all of a sudden, red state governors are going to realize that government at its fundamental form needs to start with the things you can see and touch, the people you actually care about. You see, we used to be a country where people in Phoenix or people in Wichita used to have a lot in common with the people of New York because of technology and kind of degenerative liberalism, if you will. These binds that have tied us together have ever been weakening. And people now can kind of pick where they want to live and the people they want to associate with. And generally, that's actually a really good thing. The resurgence of local government is really healthy for any country. It is. Of course it is. The left actually is super worried about this, by the way. This is exactly why in the new John Lewis Voting Rights Act, they do not want to have states to be able to have state sovereignty to be able to pass their own voting laws without having going through the Department of Justice. One of the most exciting trends of the last year, and it's also really troubling, don't get me wrong, but it's already happening. There's no fighting it. There's no fighting the fact that 25 million people in California don't want me in their country. They keep saying that. They say, we do not want conservatives in our state. We don't want them in our country, whatever kind of country they want to create, some sort of borderless internationalist experiment. But the trend, and this is why this idea of the parents' party is so incredibly powerful and potent, is the ultimate form of local government starts around the kitchen table. The ultimate form of local government starts in the living room. That's local government. And now that you're starting to see a family focus from the conservative movement, meanwhile, the left-wing Democrats, they're focusing on super angry 32-year-old single women in Manhattan and tech billionaires. That's basically the coalition of the Democrat Party and perpetually government-dependent people that like to scam the government, which will always be 5 to 10%. You're not going to get rid of that. People that just want to get something for nothing. But all of a sudden, there's this middle swath of 70% of the country that still wants to work, that wants a country they can recognize. The real estate market is extremely hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you are a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key is to get the property you want is being pre-qualified and having cash in hand. That's why you guys, all of us, myself included, I had to stop doing this. I had to stop using the big banks. I used a big bank for a loan previously. It was a disaster. It took forever. Not to mention, I go look at their score on secondvote.com. Like, wow, my loan helped fund abortions, BLM Incorporated, burning down of Wendy's, the destruction of our society. I'm done with it. Then I met Andrew and Todd. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, who have become great friends of mine, andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. My producer, Andrew, he's working with them right now, and he tells me they are part counselors, part financial planners, and they're really helping them, and I'm about to use them for something. I've been so impressed by them. But they are bankers, not brokers. That means that they can help you start to finish. But quite honestly, let's divest and take all of our money out of these woke banks. So maybe you're buying a new home. Maybe you're refinancing. Whatever process you're going through, just fill out a couple simple questions online at andrewandtodd.com. They can assess your situation right over the phone. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Even if you have a friend who's buying a home, I'm sure every single person knows someone that's buying a home. Just put your arm around them and say, hey, go to andrewandtodd.com. Charlie Kirk speaks favorably of them. Here's what I can guarantee with andrewandtodd.com. Zero of the proceeds will go to fund abortion. Zero will go to fund BLM. Zero will go to fund the woke industrial complex instead. Andrew and Todd, they support shows like ours. They want to help patriots, Christians, and people that love their country and love the Lord take out loans and do it correctly. So go to andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Andrewandtodd.com. Support the good guys and stop supporting companies and banks that hate you. The banks have waged war on our values. Time to say sayonara, vaya con Dios, alvita sane. I'll be going to andrewandtodd.com. So the differences of states is something that gets commented on the business channels every so often, of different unemployment rates and growth numbers. And those numbers are extraordinary. And Connor can send some of those, of kind of the differences between Tennessee and Rhode Island as far as when it comes to unemployment and solvency and all of that. But we know the laws of nature and nature's God remain true regardless of the overwhelming power to try and stunt them. Now, in Newtonian physics, we know that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so for my own kind of confusion, I can't understand why the collectivists or the authoritarians would have thought that by criminalizing half the country, they didn't think that there would be an equal and opposite reaction against it. But then I did a lot of deep thinking about this over Christmas. I said, as we look back on the year of 2021, it's more and more obvious that the other side, the Democrats, the left, they didn't expect this counter movement to all of a sudden rise up of the Parents Party and Family Focused and what we just saw at Turning Point USA's America Fest, which was incredible, 10,000 plus people. And it made so much sense. I said, of course. Wasn't a massive insight. They don't believe in the laws of nature and nature's God. They don't. They don't believe that if you, it's true in physics and it's true in politics too. They think that they can remake the natural world. This is why they're so focused on the transgender movement. The transgender movement for them is a petri dish to see if they can declare an all-out war on natural design. It excites them. Finally, we're able to recalibrate how things naturally were. And that really is the tension, isn't it? And so you have our leaders that are now saying, Joe Biden says it's now a state issue. I mean, it's always been a state issue, obviously. But he never ran on that, and that's the first time he's saying that. Florida is doing incredibly well when it comes to turning the corner on the Chinese coronavirus. Florida has been leading the charge on promoting healthy treatments and responsible lifestyle, monoclonal antibodies, vitamin D, vitamin C. And so when you look at the state by state, what states are growing the fastest from July 20th to July 21st? What are the three states that lost population the most? Four, actually, if you count D.C., which is not a state, never will be, hopefully. Hawaii lost population significantly. California, Illinois, New York, and Washington, D.C. What states gained the most population? Arizona, Texas, Utah, Idaho, Montana, and South Carolina. We already know that the differences between someone in Midland, Texas, and Manhattan has never been more dramatic. We know that. But what I don't think our leaders anticipated is all of a sudden the continuation of the trend of where people in Manhattan now actually want to go live in Midland. States that continued to gain population: Tennessee, Florida, South Dakota, Nevada. But the largest states that have gained population are Texas and Arizona. Idaho actually had the fastest growing population during the year. And I could attest to this. I was just in Boise a couple weeks ago. Nearly unrecognizable. I felt like I was in Berkeley. So many left-wing degenerates are coming into Boise. It was unbelievable. Increasing by 2.9%, followed by Utah, Montana, Arizona, South Carolina, Delaware, Texas, and Florida. The Sunshine State, Florida's state's growth during the year was topped only by Texas, which added 310,288 people between the summer 2020 and the summer 2021. The Biden folks, though, they don't actually want states to be able to govern themselves. It makes them actually less important. They view red states as colonies, as disruptive colonies. So they'll blame them, say, well, it's their fault for the virus if it's not going well, but they'll easily take credit if it's going in their direction. New York Police Department officer, cut 9, this is for all of you, 77 on the dial, WABC, says, unless you have your vaccination card, you have to leave. If you leave voluntarily, there'll be no charges pressed against you. But if you don't, you'll be charged with trespassing. This is, if you do not have a vaccine card in New York City, they'll send the police after you. Now, who cares that crime in New York is going up? Muggings, shootings, rapes, arson. No, they're using police officers to enforce vaccine mandates. Play cut 9.
Unless you have vaccination cards, all right, you have to exit the restaurant, all right? If you leave voluntarily, all right, you will not be pressed. There will not be charges pressed against you. Otherwise, you will be arrested for trespass, all right? This will be your only warning.
So how much more of that activity, do you think that activity is going to attract more people to New York? They don't care, obviously. They're so prideful. They're so self-interested. The people of New York City, and I hope Eric Adams can turn it around. I'm not optimistic at all. He'll be swallowed by the ideologues and the AOCs of New York. Do you think that's going to make more people say, you know what? I need to go get a second home in the Upper East Side. Like, yeah, you know what? I never need to go to New York again. Thanks so much. You're going to treat me like that? Unless you have your vaccination card, you have to leave. If you leave voluntarily, there'll be no charges pressed against you. Like, yeah, I don't need that. If I need to be treated like that, I'll go to Wuhan, okay? I'll go to Ho Chi Minh City, which is actually probably freer than New York City. I'll go to Saigon or wherever. Definitely not the country I grew up in that would kick people out of a restaurant if they don't have the medical certificate that they want. Meanwhile, Anderson Cooper, who was born on 3rd and thought he hit a triple, hit the genetic lottery of being born into the Vanderbilt family. He starts to float the idea. Now, Anderson Cooper, he's a very sick person. We've known that for a while. We know Anderson Cooper has a dark soul. I used to like him a lot as far as kind of his way to do interviews. I thought he was really fair. And then Donald Trump, like most people, kind of just broke the matrix, right? And when Donald Trump came onto the scene, it just kind of completely changed everything. Now, some of you say, Charlie, come on, that's unfair. Why would you say Anderson Cooper is all of that? Oh, no, no. Anyone that says they want to ban unvaccinated people from receiving Social Security benefits, there's some darkness in you. Play cut 17.
Do you think the federal government or state governments or the very least federal government should mandate, if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated for. Is that something that the U.S. can and should do?
All right, first of all, that's not a question, okay? That's called a statement with a question mark at the end, okay? That's not a serious question. It's, come on, I mean, don't you think this is a wonderful idea? Meanwhile, just for you on radio, understand, he's interviewing Bill Gates, who's like smirking and laughing the whole time. Yes, Anderson Cooper, who I think used to be a really honest journalist, is saying, oh yeah, you know, you should be able to board an airplane, get Social Security benefits, exist as a citizen. Now, let's just understand the significance of what Anderson Cooper is saying there. He's basically saying, you're not allowed to get the Social Security benefits you paid into. You can't get your own money. That's what Anderson Cooper is saying. You can't go get your own money that you paid into if you don't get vaccinated. Now, we've been calling for drug testing for a long time for welfare, and we're called racist for that. Anderson Cooper comes out and he says, you know what? Should we, Bill Gates, you know, master of the universe, internationalist extraordinaire, vaccine implementer, Bond villain, Mr. Gates, do you think people should be able to access their own money? And so, yeah, I will defend that Anderson Cooper's taken a turn to the dark. Absolutely. And that saddens me. I mean, he used to be someone that I actually found really interesting. used to pursue stories that I found to be substantive. And now the heir to the Vanderbilt fortune, who, again, more money, one of the heirs of the Vanderbilt fortune, I should say, more money than he'll ever know what to do with, is floating about restricting normal people's Social Security benefits because they don't take the medicine that Anderson Cooper wants them to take. We used to, you know, the left used to have a term for this. It would be called privilege. It must be nice to be the heir to billions and billions of dollars and have a conversation on CNN with someone worth $130 billion, Bill Gates, and have this kind of back and forth and say, hey, you know, Bill Gates, what do you think? Do you think we should prevent, you know, those dirty coal miners from getting Social Security benefits if they don't get the medicine we want them to get? I mean, come on. I mean, like, how about boarding an airplane? Meanwhile, Bill Gates is laughing. Anderson Cooper is laughing because when was the last time Anderson Cooper flew commercial domestically? Just asking for a friend. Bill Gates. You think Bill Gates is waiting in TSA lines? You think Bill Gates is boarding group 3? Bill Gates is in the exit row? Yeah, right. Bill Gates flies his $75 million Gulfstream around. For them, there's no mask mandate on the Gulfstream. There's no mask mandate in the Vanderbilt fortune, I'm sure. Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved ones a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at $479 through the end of the year. And yes, they have 13s too. If you switch to Pure Talk, you get great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys. But the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There is no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12 is just $479 this month. Go to puretalk.com to find out exactly the plan and phone that's right for you. Use their savings calculator to see how much your family will save. Just go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Kirk to save an additional 50% off your first month and save on a new phone. That's puretalk.com, promo code Kirk. Disclaimer, some restrictions apply. See website for details. Remember when Jim Cramer went on television, said, come on, just use the military. Send the Marines after it. And then meanwhile, Jim Cramer gets tested positive for the virus. And I used to like Jim Cramer. I used to like Anderson Cooper. But I think Jim Cramer and Anderson Cooper are trial ballooning the moving of the Overton window. Now, I've been really focused on studying the Overton window, and we've done plenty of podcasts on it and plenty of radio programs on it. The Overton window was developed by, I think it's John Overton, either Jim or John, or I think it's John. He was in Michigan, Mackinac Institute, and it's a spectrum of how you categorize issues based on some things that would be deemed unacceptable to acceptable to policy, and trying to move ideas and issues along the spectrum and trying to push the ideas. Joseph Overton. I always get it wrong. John Joseph. Got it. Thank you. Joseph Overton. And so a great example of this is the marijuana debate, or the, let's say, the defund the police movement. So you try to always move issues along the Overton window, where next thing you know, the entire conversation is no longer on whether or not we should support our police, but why we should defund our police. Or the gay movement is the same thing. The transgender movement is the same thing. Abortion. And so conservatives have, on a couple issues, moved the Overton window in our favor at times. We've done a great job on guns and the Second Amendment on the Overton window. We've done a good job on abortion, I have to say, at times. We've actually really moved the Overton window to make abortion something that is considered to be a termination of a life. But that's conservatives generally, we don't do a good job on the Overton window because we don't have the propaganda networks. We do not have the messaging apparatus. And this is really a narrative war. And so there's no coincidence that you have Anderson Cooper and Jim Cramer that are both kind of probing a very Maoist social credit system that are saying, hey, you get goodies, you get your own money, you get Social Security if you're vaccinated. And again, this is so against the natural rights contract of the American government. It's hard to believe that any court, any judge is allowing this to stand, but they are because it's a pandemic. And I put that in quotes because the question is, and I'm not saying it's not a pandemic, it's just they relentlessly use that as an excuse to deteriorate our freedoms and liberties, where the cure can be much worse than the disease, especially for people under the age of 35. And if you're watching this kind of commentary closely, Anderson Cooper doing a statement with a question mark, when you look very carefully at the nonsense that is being put forward by Jim Cramer and some of these other officials, the things that they're starting to put out, you're realizing maybe it's coordinated, maybe it's orchestrated, maybe they're all kind of dealing on the same song sheet, or maybe the narrative war that they're engaging in is they're trying to make it seem as if it's acceptable. In fact, it's common sense. Like, yeah, why wouldn't we punish the unvaccinated? Why wouldn't we give them a lower social credit score? Why wouldn't we turn down the dial? We don't like their politics anyway. They're the smelly Walmart people. Let's make their lives miserable. I mean, for example, when David Frum from The Atlantic says that we need to quietly triage unvaccinated people, basically, we need to murder them. Like, just quietly, though. It's not like we're going to do it publicly. It's not like we're going to have public executions. It's not like we're going to have hangings. We're just going to quietly triage them. We're going to put the unvaccinated people in the back of the hospital, but the drug addicts and the gunshot victims and the gangbangers and the obese smokers that might be vaccinated, we're going to treat them great because they have a higher social credit system than us. You see, what's really going on here, but it's the deeper point and it's the most important point, is that an element of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, an element of the medical industrial complex, an element of why the left and the Democrats cannot get their eye off the vaccine, is that this is a trial run for the end game. It's a trial run for a game plan, a playbook that they're dusting off that has been used multiple times by Mao, by Stalin, but especially Mao. And we're students of the Maoist revolution here on the Charlie Kirk Show. The Cultural Revolution, what happened in communist China between the 1960s and 1970s, needs to be studied carefully because it's still actually happening in China. And it's this, is that the current Fauci, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden types, they want to condition you to say that you can be removed from society if we don't do what they tell us. I want you to think about that. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.